The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking sandwiches this week. And Barbecue Bob, you reached out to our buddy again, didn't you?
That's right. We got the famous T. Gidd on the line again from Lafayette, Louisiana, the maker of Extra Cajun, the Cajun Grill, Percy Guidry, all kind of stuff. What's up, Big Sexy?
Bonjour. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good, man. We're really good.
I was telling the guys here in putting together the show plan, I did a deep dive into Anthony Bourdain, and he was showing some nice pictures of a lobster roll, and I thought, man, we got to get T. Gidd on to do a shrimp roll, and that's what's on the plan.
A po' boy, because I'll relate.
Or poor boy, yeah.
Well, I was about to say, kiss this out roll, man. We call them po' boys down
here. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I flashed back to Maine for just a second. I was up in Bahaba.
Yeah, them po' boys are huge down here, man. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, shrimp or fried soft shell crab. I mean, you know, you got all different kinds.
Your brother Greg took me to a little market that was kind of a store.
Old time grocery.
Yeah.
They got some of the best.
Oh, those were so great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they make the sandwich right at the grocery? Oh, yeah.
There was a line of people, and half of them were strapped.
Yeah. Well, it's right there by the college, so they're all a little crazy. You know,
yeah. Man? Yeah, right, but now is a good time to be strapped if you're by a college.
Well, always starts with a good piece of bread, you know, and they get theirs from a place called Long Lenay's Bread. It's an old, like, probably 100-year-old bakery. Baked fresh every day, and it's just a, you know, some people call it a hoagie bun. We call it French bread.
Right.
Got a nice crust on the outside, but so moist and tender on the inside. You got to start with a good piece of bread.
They could name that after you, Bob. Crusty on the outside and moist and tender on the
soft
inside.
On the inside. And moist.
Soft around the middle is more like it.
Yeah, we're going to call Bob T-Po' Boy.
Right, yeah.
You wouldn't be wrong.
It'd be his new license plate on his truck. But anyway, so they start with this great roll, and I'm sure that somebody's been making them for 100 years. They're pretty damn tasty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of my favorites besides Old Time, we have another place called Chris's Po' Boy, and, you know, their signature move is instead of putting lettuce, as a condiment in there, they put cabbage, and I'm telling you, it sounds unusual.
Oh yeah,
but just shredded cabbage with a nice Swiss cheese melted over some beautiful Gulf shrimp.
Yes,
with a little mayo and tomato. It is amazing. It's me and my wife's favorite po' boy.
Your
but
best shrimp
time is a good one too.
Your best shrimp tacos have cabbage on them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just something about that extra crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have a heavy flavor, but it's just, I think it's just the crunch of it. It's just amazing. And but I was watching a video, you know, we just had the Jazz Fest and the Festival International. New Orleans and Lafayette had their two huge festivals, and saw a local celebrity post a video on Facebook, and he was down there, and they did a fried soft shell crab po' boy, which you don't see very often. But let me tell you, it had me salivating. I mean, there's nothing better than a great soft shell crab fried or.
And if you've never had one, you've got to try one, because it'll change your eating experience.
You eat everything. Everybody's like, well, you eat the shell. Well, the shell is soft.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely edible, but. It's just something about it. It's just, and you talk about make a good po' boy. Poo and fried oysters. Come on, man.
Yeah. Wow. See, these things up north here that people don't know a lot about. So let's talk about the shrimp. What do you, the shrimp that's in the po' boy? How are those prepared? I mean, is it a complex thing or is it pretty simple? What's that look like?
Nah, it's pretty simple. You know, like when we go to Chris's, my wife, you know, they'll ask you, do you want fried shrimp or do you want grilled shrimp? And my wife, you know, because her health conscious, you know, she likes the grilled shrimp, and of course I like everything fried, you know.
Right.
But it's just basically taking a beautiful shrimp, they devein it, butterfly it, so to speak, they batter it, It's not cornmeal. It's more of a flour.
Mm-hmm.
And they deep fry it in just regular peanut oil and to a golden brown. And they just place it on the bun and put that whatever your favorite cheese is. We like Swiss. We like that buttery flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for a really great po' boy.
Wow, that sounds good. I'm salivating right now.
You take a beautiful shrimp, who wasn't hurting you.
Right.
Yeah, right. They got more in the sea, bro.
Right. Yeah. The sea's full of them. You can just have your share.
So you shell and devein, then boil or fry or grill.
That's it. I mean, you don't really see a whole lot of boiled shrimp po' boys. It's not more or less a grilled shrimp,
okay,
or fried. And of course, if you're going to grill or fry them, you got to season it with extra Cajun, baby, because there's nothing better.
Right. Yeah, I would concur. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just put together and it's served hot. Is there a traditional side that goes with it, or are you just eating the sandwich?
Oh no. I mean, it depends on
fries.
Which place you stop in at. I mean, Chris's, they got these wedge-cut, beautiful potato skins. They deep-fry them in the lard, so the flavor is just so delicious. And actually, Old Time Grocery, when they serve it, it's a bowl of hand-cut potato skins.
Nice.
Wedged out, and they fry them as well. So that's the best, you know.
Yeah.
A couple of bites of the po' boy, a couple of french fries, a little hot sauce and ketchup, mayonnaise. You're in hog heaven.
Yeah, he says.
Praise the Lord.
Right, exactly.
Praise the Lord.
That's exactly what we do. Why not?
So you deep fry it in lard. I've never tried that. I mean, I'm sure I've eaten it, but I've never tried it. Never
well,
done it's a, it myself.
It's a completely different flavor than the peanut
it is.
Oil.
It is a molecular ayayay thing going on in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't get it everywhere, and you have to buy lard in a block, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, every butcher sells it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can get it. And down here, you know, when they have a boucherie, you know, somebody slaughters their hog, you know, they normally use everything. They make hog head cheese, they boil down the cracklings, and they strain all the oil from the cracklings, and they put it in a big stainless steel tin can. And once it coagulates and solidifies, basically when you go to fry, you just take a couple of big heaping spoons, put it in a cast iron pot, heat it up, and it renders down to basically an oil. And there's nothing better.
Little word of warning, if you're trying hog head cheese for the first time, don't look at it because it's not really cheese.
Yeah,
<that's>
cheese.
Yeah.
There might be some eyeballs looking back at you.
They make ponche, you know, they take the stomach and they stuff it with sausage, and then you can pot fry that, you know, make some onions and gravy, and they eat everything. The intestines, they use that to make the boudin, you know, the skin.
Yeah,
the
well, all of boudin. Our listeners eat all that stuff, too. They just didn't know where it came from.
<That's right>. Now they know.
Yeah. Back to the sandwich, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so we got a couple minutes left, T. Gid. Other than the shrimp po' boy, you got another classic Cajun sandwich you could tell us about?
Well, I mean, you know, it just depends on what part of Louisiana you're in. You know, down in New Orleans, they're known for their muffaladas, you know, which is, you know, nice sliced, you know, sandwich meat, you know, pastrami, salami, ham, you know, the whole thing. But the secret is the olive mix, you know.
Right.
You get it by the jar, and they put that olive mix on it, and that's huge. Muffaladas.
Roasted red peppers.
Yeah, it's got a little, that's a little briny, usually. Yep, and gives you that.
Olive oil.
Yeah.
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 And they do generally use like a big Kaiser bun, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. And you know, as you come down I-10 more heading west, you know, you get to Baton Rouge. I don't know what they do in Baton Rouge. But then you keep going a little further, and you're in Lafayette. And, you know, again, you got oyster po' boys. You got shrimp po' boys. You got fried crab, soft shell crab po' boys. I mean, you name it.
Hey, we got to run, but I know what they do in Baton Rouge. They raise your taxes.
Yeah, that's what they do. You're right. Hey, but we got a good governor, Jeff Landry. He's the real deal, man. He's going to straighten a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, this is T. Gid from Percy Gidry Company, Extra Cajun, and the man. Thanks for joining us today.
I love you guys, man.
I love you too, buddy.
Take care.
Y'all be cool.
See ya.
All right.
See ya.
Coming up next, we're going to keep going with the sandwich. Stick with us. We'll be back.